Let's talk about a topic that, well, should be talked about. October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month. Did you know there are defensive strategies to prevent attack? So let's discuss those and more. Julie Locke, president of Microvisions, Inc. in the house. Good morning to you, Julie.
Good morning, Shelley.
To your right, in front of me, I call you a friend, Denise Kohler-Czar, on behalf of Microvisions, you are here as well. Good morning to you, Denise.
Good morning, Shelley. Thank you for having us.
You're quite welcome. Give me your Microvisions 101, if you would, Julie.
Sure. Well, we are a managed service provider, and what that means is we provide a flat rate monthly support for our clients, and we do everything from helping them with business strategy, to budgeting, to network engineering, to vendor management, to help desk. So pretty much everything a small business would need in their IT department.
And Denise, as marketing administrator, it's important to get the word out that Microvisions is doing good things.
We are. And, you know, we had a little bit of fun with this press release relating it to football, you know, because we're like, okay, it's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. So we listed in what you received, and it's October, right? Cybersecurity Awareness Month, five defensive strategies to prevent attack. And I want to talk just a little bit about some statistics. 64% of companies have experienced some type of web-based attack. Yes. So, you know, you really have to think about your IT as, you know, an important part of your company. We can't function without it. So you need it. So you have to come up with a solid defensive strategy similar to a football game.
Okay. Well, bring out the hors d'oeuvres, you know, the nachos, and let's talk about this. Julie, again, as one that is invested in Microvisions as president, this is a serious topic.
It is a very serious topic, and the cyber criminals are on the offensive. So we feel our role is to help our clients be protected. And one of the things the first thing is, you know, train your team.
So we're ready to talk. Okay, so five defensive strategies. Start with train your team.
Okay, train your team. End user security awareness and training is so important. We can put in all of the firewalls and backups and all of that stuff. But if the end user invites it in because they accidentally clicked on a link and gave their information because they thought it was legitimate, that's a real issue. So we provide training to help users be our first line of defense.
Great. We actually set them up too. You know, we do like a phishing, what's it called, Julie?
A phishing test.
Test where we send out things to a corporation and see if your employees click on it.
It's a PHIS.
Yes, wow. It is. Cool. So, you know, that's part of the training with the employees, and we have all received some of those emails. I mean, just the other day, I myself received something. I knew not to click on it, but they acted like they were from our HR department, and I had to do this, and I was like, yeah, no, I don't think I do. You didn't call me by name. It doesn't look like anybody from the company. So, yes. But do you have any particular example, Julie?
We see this a lot, and what might happen is somebody's credentials will be obtained, and then they get into their email. They'll put in rules that will forward the person's email to their email. Okay. Now they start to understand how the person communicates, who their contacts are, and the next thing you know, you got an email that looks like it's coming from the president of the company, and he's saying, you know, would you wire this money over to so-and-so? We've seen $50,000-$60,000 lost in scenarios like that.
So first defensive strategy, train your team. What's the second?
So establish your line of scrimmage, making sure that you have security policies in your handbooks. Make sure you're telling people what is acceptable use of your computers, what kind of access control is in place, change control, disaster recovery, physical security. I probably have 30 different policies that we could put in place, but you know, people assume you know, but you don't. So you have to tell people, you know, going to porn sites isn't acceptable. So all kinds of different ways to communicate to your team members what is and isn't acceptable.
And we all know that employee handbook is very important in today's world. You have to have it. You have to spell it out. You have to be very deliberate on what your expectations are with the use of the computer because of one of the other things we'll talk about a little later. But yeah, so establish your line of scrimmage. That's how you make sure you have it in writing of what needs to be done. So number three, we're going to implement our double coverage.
Talk about that.
So most people like to use the same user ID and password for their bank accounts, for any type of, you know, Facebook.
What's yours, Julie?
Almost gotcha.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's a couple of ways that we recommend. Number one, if you turn on two-factor authentication, if a cyber criminal were to get your user ID and password, you still need to be sent a code that you enter into the screen when you're signing on. That prevents them from just being able to log on at any time. The other thing is there are programs out there, password managers, so you can actually have a different user ID and a complex password, and it just remembers it for you. So you just have to remember one, put dual authentication on it, and it will automatically log you onto different sites. So
implement double coverage. Get your passwords for double your defense, double your, you know, verification of your identity.
Mm.
So that's a biggie.
All right, protect your quarterback. Let's do this.
Protect the quarterback, yes.
Yeah, there's no one thing that's going to secure everything. So we want to recommend a multi-layered approach. We probably have about 19 practices, security practice areas. And one of those, of course, is the business class firewall, making sure that not only you have a firewall, but you actually have unified threat protection within that. And, you know, just continuing to move forward on different areas to protect your environment.
And the core of your IT network, that is your quarterback of your business, the core of your IT network. If you just have to protect it in today's world, everything is IT. So we just have to make sure that we're doing what we need to do. So
yes, talking about cybersecurity, October, as we mentioned, Cybersecurity Awareness Month. We're talking about the defensive strategies to prevent attack with those in the house on behalf of Microvisions Incorporated, Julie Locke and Denise Kolazar. Number five would be?
Set up a defensive scheme. When you're accessing the internet and you have multiple devices in and out of the office, I mean, today you've got iPads, you've got Android devices, you've got laptops and, you know, desktops in the office, you know, all this stuff with a cloud-based security, you can make sure that no matter where you are, it's protecting you from going to the wrong sites, protecting if you did get malware potentially from it going out and getting the key to locking up your data. And another highly recommended solution would be mobile device management. With these mobile devices, it's so easy to, you know, potentially lose them or take corporate data with you, and to have it managed so that you have the applications you need. You can shut them off when need be. It allows people to have email on their personal devices, but yet control it from a corporate perspective.
So there you have it. There's our five defensive strategies for Cybersecurity Awareness Month presented by Microvisions, Inc. And I think the takeaway is you just have to make sure your IT is in great order.
Yes. What are these 19 practices to, we won't go through them, but 19 practices to protect your business? So these can be expanded even more, right?
They can. I mean, we focus on initially, what is it, Julie, the first seven?
Yeah, well, there's things that everybody should do no matter what. Right. Things like you have to have backup protection. You need to not only back it up locally, but have it off-site somewhere. Endpoint security, antivirus, anti-malware, firewalls, always doing patches and updates, although I will say we want to make sure it's managed. Mm-hmm. Sometimes updates are put on that cause problems. Yes. So Microvisions, we manage our clients' updates. We do a lot of research ahead of time. Web gateway security, again, that cloud security to make sure that you're not going to the wrong sites. It protects against that, and there's other features there as well. You know, spam protection to make sure that we're trying to restrict email that's coming in. And good password management, good password policies. You know, those are probably the core. And then we've got a number of other ones. I don't know if you want me to go through those.
That's the tease to look you up. And do sure. any community presentations, or one can continue the conversation with you?
We do. We're going to be hosting an event in January that's yet to be determined of the date, but we just got done with the Brews and Bites at Founders, and we covered one of our key areas here that we think that is important, and then we'll be doing something different in January. So if you're interested in learning more about Microvisions, Inc., get in touch with us at microvisionsinc.com. And we'll get you connected to our next the next event we host that will educate you on IT safety.
Yes, because even though October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, every month probably should just go there.
Yes, every company needs to manage it. Every company needs to manage it.
Congratulations, ladies. Again, Microvisions, Inc. is an award-winning technology consulting, security, and IT managed services provider. Great fit, small to medium-sized organizations led by you, Julie Locke, and Denise Colazar. Thank you very much for your good words.
Thank you, Julie.
Thank you, Shelley.